Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Thank you.
Hola.
Oh, God damn it. You good?
Yeah, drop a crap.
All right, Mark, you understand how this year game is played.
I do.
All right, fantastic. You have a choice today of one of three stories today. We offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally today, we have Seriously, in which case you will guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
Well, let's take Seriously.
Seriously.
I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
Been a happy little tune behind that. All right, a Popeye's manager, as in the restaurant, a Popeye's manager was accused of shooting his co-worker last week in North Carolina. 22-year-old Rodney Wood, he was arrested and charged with attempted first-degree murder. Now, a witness, who was a customer at the time of the shooting, told police the altercation stemmed from an argument between Wood and another employee. Now, the witness reported that both went outside after one of them challenged the other, which led to a physical fight. Now, during the fight, Wood pulled the gun and fired two rounds. A video shows Wood discharging his firearm twice at point-blank range. Now, both shots hit the co-worker, one in the groin, the other in the chest.
The groin?
Oh, yeah. Now, that employee was rushed to the hospital in critical condition.
I'd be worried about the chest.
Oh, yeah, and underwent emergency surgery. Now, when officers arrived at the restaurant, you're not going to believe this, Wood was gone.
Oh.
Now, according to other witnesses, Wood ran away, but police did find him and apprehended him within the same shopping center. Now, Wood claimed to police that once he and the other manager stepped outside, he was punched in the face three times. He then fired two warning shots, but were not intended to kill. Again, he fired them at point-blank range. Well, as you might imagine, cops didn't fall for it, and as he attempted to justify his actions, the cops say, quote, he failed to articulate a credible, imminent threat of deadly force necessary to support a self-defense claim under state law. Now, the two apparently had conflicts in the past, which had actually caused Wood to request a transfer to avoid working with this other guy. That didn't work, so we shot him. Either way, his ass is in jail now. The question is, what was the argument about in the first place? Was it about overtime pay? Was it a scheduling conflict? Was it over a girl? Or was it about burnt biscuits? So overtime pay, scheduling conflict, a girl, or burnt biscuits?
What do y'all think?
Did you say he was the manager?
He was the manager, and then the co-worker he shot apparently is another manager.
Mark, I'm going burnt biscuits, because that would really... That would
burn me up.
Yeah.
Right, and he's already asked for a transfer. So he's like, I can't stand being around this dude.
Yeah, specifically because of working with this other guy. That's why he asked for the transfer. And so he shot him.
You know what? I think this is just common workplace stuff. I think it's just schedule.
Scheduling conflict.
Schedule.
All right, Mark,
schedule.
What are you thinking?
I'm going to go with overtime because you start messing with the money.
Yeah, that leads to bad things.
Why did he get shot? Once in the jimmy and once in the chest there. Overtime pay, scheduling conflict, a girl, or burnt biscuits? We'll find out next.
Oh, you son of a... Really?
Now, of all days.
That was a tease.
Yes.
You're listening to The Men's Room.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Category is seriously on profile. This time the situation was serious. Popeye's manager shot a coworker. At the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Out in the parking lot. Shot him twice. Guy was in critical condition. Manager was arrested by using force that was unnecessary. Question is, what was the argument about that caused the manager to shoot this guy? Overtime pay, a scheduling conflict, a girl, or burnt biscuits?
And that is a very question that we posed to Mark. Mark has since hung up. Maybe he found out that his guess of overtime was incorrect. It was not about overtime. But you're right. You mess with someone's money, bad things come your way.
D. Ted Smith, you said work-related. You went with the old schedule.
Schedule!
Which can make people crazy. Not the schedule.
I'm going to bust you.
Miles, you went with the stupidest option up there. But
from West Virginia, biscuits are very important.
You know where we live.
Yes!
And you are correct. Yes. Burnt biscuits.
Yes!
How did you... He burnt the biscuits.
How did you
and
do that?
Shot.
It's a timer.
Well, Popeye's, to me, already has a bad rep of having the driest biscuit. I love a Popeye's biscuit. But if you cooked them extra long... I get where this one guy was coming from. Now, will I shoot the other guy? Probably not.
Probably not.
I'd be like, you're ruining the brand.
I guess that's it, man. But he wasn't having that.
Man, that chicken biscuit in the morning is awfully good.
You eat Popeye's has breakfast?
Yeah, they used to. Chicken biscuits.
You don't hear a lot about Popeye's breakfast.
Bojangles had them, too.
Well, Bojangles, I know, does.
Yeah, not bad.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Montgomery, you're living in a world of chicken breakfast biscuits. I love them. Oh, yeah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It's right there. The title is, guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Streaming service Max is changing its name back to HBO Max. People were like, yeah, as long as my parents keep paying for it, call it whatever you want.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Yeah, it's Fallon.
The streaming service Max is now changing its name back to HBO Max. People were like, well, as long as my parents keep paying for it, you can call whatever you want.
A new study says that men are hospitalized with broken heart syndrome and die at more than twice the rate of women. So please come to my divorce party.
Myers.
Ted Smith?
Smith! Saw a good video the other day of a firefighter in Jersey. Caught his girl cheating. And I don't know if it was supposed to be like a renewing of the vows or whatever. And he's like, you bitch. And just goes off on her. And then at the end, he goes, if you were to stay and, you know, support that slut, that you could leave. I'm having a divorce party. And then flash forward, and they're just having time of their lives. Right. 80,000 pounds of beef were stolen from a meat processing plant facility in Tennessee. Can't feel great if you're a security guard of the day that someone steals 80,000 pounds of beef. Now that I think about it, his jacket did look a little bulky.
Say Colbert, Myers, Colbert.
I'll say Seth.
Colbert.
80,000 pounds of beef was stolen from a meat processing plant facility in Tennessee. Can't feel great if you're a security guard on the day someone steals 80,000 pounds of beef. You know, now that I think of it, his jacket did look a little bulky.
A DoorDash delivery driver just admitted in court to stealing more than $2.5 million in a delivery scam. Very complex scheme. He ate 10 million French fries.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Fallon.
Hey, I heard about a DoorDash driver who just admitted in federal court to stealing more than $2.5 million in a delivery scam. Yeah, it was a very complex scheme. He ate 10 million French fries.
Producers have announced the series Law & Order Toronto Criminal Intent has been picked up for a second season. Of course, the episodes are only 10 minutes long because the criminals always turn themselves in. Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have littered, eh? I shouldn't have littered.
Colbert.
Fallon. Myers.
Producers have announced that the Canadian series Law & Order Toronto Criminal Intent has been picked up for a second season. Of course, the episodes are only 10 minutes long because the criminals always turn themselves in. Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have littered, eh? I shouldn't have littered.
It's always like Canadians. Sorry.
Yeah, so sorry.
I have my joke about Canadians. I'm sure it happened last weekend. I don't know if it happens as much. But when they would all come down for the Blue Jays games.
Yeah.
I remember once sitting there and it was like a common thing. It was like you start talking to them. They're very friendly. And then I swear to God, within like 30 minutes, oh, you know where to get any blow.
Oh, Jesus.
No, man.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you are from the great white north, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I'm an addict.
Just looking to catch a buzz. Right.
Timmy's. All right, we've been talking about some of the big networks putting out their fall schedule, what's going to be on there. ABC, basically, they only got one new show, 911. Now they got Chicago. They've done other cities. Where do you think 911's going now?
D.C.
No, I'll give you a
New
hint.
York.
911, y'all.
Nashville?
Yes. Nashville.
Wow. Okay. I wonder what their calls are going to be about.
Chairs. Falling off the bar.
My God.
Honestly.
What too many bare bones?
Mike was just down there. It's not like Nashville doesn't have real crime.
It does.
But if it's, I would have to imagine a bulk of calls are just people falling over the street. I mean, that main street is literally bachelorette paradise right now.
Yeah, it absolutely
they
it's
all
hard
done.
To, it's hard to run in cowboy boots.
I saw more uncomfortably drunk people in Nashville than I ever have in Vegas.
Dude, I hear you.
Uncomfortable for you or for them?
For them, dude. Like, they've got a friend under each arm, like, carrying them back to the doggone hotel room or pouring them into an Uber. Like, they're hurting. They're not going to do well in the middle of the night at all.
But I feel like one of the differences is, you know, Vegas, if you're at a bar, there's a very good chance it's in a casino, and that casino is attached to a hotel. Right?
Yeah, so
you can,
right.
You can kind of make people disappear. Where in Nashville, the one time I've been there, like, there's a lot of bars, and it's awesome, but the hotel still might be like three blocks away, so people get to visually see exactly how effed up you are. Or in Vegas, sometimes a security guard will be like, what room are you staying in? We'll make sure you get up there, right?
Right. I think in Vegas, as opposed to Nashville, I think they're quicker to cut you off, too.
That's true.
Right. I mean, and then the other thing is that also, like, good or bad, however you look at it, I think in Vegas, people also do some other substances.
They're not all drunk.
Yes.
If you listen to country music, I mean, booze is it. And it's not just booose. Shots of whiskey. Right. So, I mean, look, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're, you know, 20s, you're in your 40s, you've been drinking for a while or whatever. You can only do so many shots like that before they catch up to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, at least when
I know.
At least when you're drinking a beer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you take the time and you're man, I'm drinking a beer. Right? That's just a good point, man. Sorry. Yeah. You're making fun of yourself and it got me.
Yeah, but like, brother, yeah.
I know.
You don't say.
Well, what's the common thing? I don't care who it is. Men, women, everybody I know, they go. Because, look, happened to a buddy of mine when we went to watch the Maryland game, right?
All
right. Same thing. Like, and he's a good dude. He's always on it. He was a little off his game. We had to kind of help him out. It's always the same two things. What happened? I don't know, man. I think I didn't eat, and we were doing shots.
Yep.
It's always those two.
Yep. Yep. That's what happened.
It's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. I was fine that I took that last shot.
I used to be that guy. I feel like we've all gotten away from that and just be like, no, I took too many. I used to do that too.
I don't know when my last shot was.
Right.
Cool. Right. At that point, you go like, if it's a night I can remember the last shot, then yes, I will lie and say that it's that shot's problem. But more recently, it's like, I don't know when my last shot was.
For me, it's always the last shot because that's when you stopped.
Right.
I knew like we were coming back from an event and he had thrilled his wife. He'd stop at the local spot and he's like, I want cigarettes. And we were like, well, somebody at the bar will give you one. No, I want my brand. And then you defiantly said, I'm walking over
to that 7-Eleven.
I mean, he wasn't even 10 minutes. He was like, that walk's longer than I think. I was like, that's what we're trying to tell you.
I remember that night. Because in my mind, I'm like, dude, it is on the corner.
It's right there.
Which is true. And I started walking, man, into that drunk, huffy kind of walk. About halfway, I'm like, I am not feeling this.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone got a cigarette?
Yeah, that sucks. And I will say, when people are drinking, they're willing to walk much longer distances.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Until you start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See how far away that 7-Eleven is.
Let's talk some rom-coms.
All right.
I know everybody. I know Mike and I watch them. These are the top 10 rom-coms in the last 25 years ranked.
I've probably seen, I'm guessing, 4 of them.
Okay.
Not by choice, just that's what I'm going to end up watching this night.
Yeah, I've only seen a few of them. So let's go back to 03, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Did anybody see it?
Did not see that.
Yes.
All right.
I enjoyed that one. That was
one for Mike.
I think Mike's going to be on this. 2002, My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Saw that.
I saw that one.
That, for whatever reason, like every woman that
saw a bad movie
swore that every guy in her life would also like it. It was fine.
Yeah. That it's as far if I was going to introduce somebody to a rom-com, like that's one I'd start with.
It was fine. Like I said, I've seen it once and that was good enough.
Now this one, again, I watched it on a plane. I thought it was hilarious. Crazy Rich Asians.
Did not see that one.
I've heard I need to watch that one.
Yeah, because you enjoy a rom-com like I do.
Yes, sir.
That one's pretty damn good.
Nice.
There's some very good, very funny stuff in it. 2003, Love Actually.
Yeah.
I saw that one.
Watch it at Christmas time.
I did not see that one.
I don't think I've seen
that one. A lot of big names in that one. Bless you.
Is that a Hugh Grant deal?
That's Hugh Grant is in there. Alan Rickman is in there. Liam Neeson is in there.
I don't think I've seen that one. I know my wife's seen it a million times. I don't think I've seen it.
It's decent.
I still don't like Alan Rickman because of Die Hard.
Yeah. Hans.
Hans. Legally Blonde, 01.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep. Nope.
What about Legally Blonde 2?
Didn't see that one.
I don't think I saw that one.
No. I saw Legally Blonde. Did not see Legally Blonde 2. These are the top 10 rom-coms last 25 years. Bridget Jones Diary.
Thank God, no.
No.
I think I've seen part of it.
I think I've seen part of it with a girl I was dating, but I did not watch
it. I kind of thought that was, I assumed that was serious based on the name. It had a name like, you know, The Devil Wears Prada. Like, that's not a rom-com. To me, I didn't know.
Even Devil Wears Prada is a rom-com.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, again, but based on the title alone, I'm confused.
Yeah. I think it was about the mother-in-law, the devil.
Okay.
She wore Prada. No. Number 4 on the list, I didn't even watch this one on the plane. I just straight up watched it at home. Crazy Stupid Love.
No.
I think I watched that a long time ago, and it was not good, so I don't think I even remember it.
What? I think that movie's hilarious.
Who's in it? Man, hang on.
Steve Carell.
Oh, okay.
Steve Carell.
I never saw it, but I vaguely remember.
Ryan
Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
Okay, you know what? I didn't watch this one.
Oh, dude, it's pretty funny. I like The Gap, but there's just a famous scene. You're better than The Gap.
Julianne Moore, Emma Stone, Marissa Tomei, Kevin Bacon.
Ooh, Marissa Tomei. 500 Days of Summer.
No. Did not see it.
Nope. Didn't see that one. Now, I think everybody in here saw this one. Silver Linings Playbook.
Yep. No.
Nope.
That was a great movie.
It's about Eagles fans.
Yeah. All so right.
Robert De Niro.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
And then this one from 01. Amalia?
Amalia. Amalia.
A-M-E-L-I-E.
Amalie? I don't know that one.
Amalie? I never saw that one.
I got nothing.
It's number one.
Yeah.
It's the best one, Ted. You should have seen
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Well,
and we've never even heard of it.
I know.
Yeah, there's another one on there with, there's a few rom-coms of the last 20 years. I am shocked it didn't make the list.
Wait, what?
I just remember the line. Isn't it, you're so begoggling.
Begoggling?
Yeah, it's like, the actress, we were just looking her up earlier. She had lost a bunch of weight. She was kind of famous for being like a bigger actress, blonde hair.
Rebel Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So she like starts this job. I think it's Chris Hemsworth, like, bonks his head or something. So he sees her as, like, gorgeous.
I think I remember the commercials, or at least the premise.
Isn't it romantic?
Isn't it romantic? Yeah, man. I really like that one. But again, you know, you got a couple hours on a plane. That's what you do.
Someone on the text line says, from Justin to Kelly.
Yeah, that one should have gone straight to DVD.
It shouldn't even have gone there.
R.I.P. Warini.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. Headlines coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go, man. Comes home on Mother's Day to find a naked stranger sleeping in his bed. Happy Mother's Day.
I know. I'm sorry. I hit the thing too early.
Never good when your Uber driver gets crazy eyes and points a gun at your head. Man drives into and through a bank for the second time in 6 weeks. A man in South Africa takes a nap and a cheetah cuddled up to where he sleeps. And a preacher is fired by his new church after one day on the job. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Acapella Miles. Well done.
Why not?
Our top story, we go to New York where this cannot be a coincidence. Police got a call about an accident that occurred at a local bank branch and arrived to find an elderly driver. The man had, for one reason or another, crashed his car into the bank, causing plenty of damage, though no injuries were reported following the incident. They don't know if he lost control, if he intentionally hit the doggone thing, whatever.
When you say elderly, I think we all reach the same conclusion.
But officers couldn't help but roll their eyes and post about the crash on their Instagram, where we learn a little bit more about our senior motorist. It turns out that this was not the first time that our man had been involved in an accident, but where it gets ridiculous is that the last time that he had crashed into a building was just 6 weeks ago in the same car on the same day of the week at the same bank.
Jeez,
in the
man.
Same spot. The department saw the humor and ridiculousness of the coincidence. No injuries were reported in that incident either.
I mean, humor's a little subjective. Like, maybe don't let him drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably time that it's done. Within 6 weeks, you crash into a building twice.
The same place on the same day. Right. So whatever he does on that day, that's the route you're taking home, right. And this is what happens.
Clearly, that's just his day to go to the bank, which is fine. Far be it from me
he
to
gets
tell him
there.
Not to go. Right. But you don't get to drive there anymore, Grandpa.
Yeah.
You don't.
You got to take the keys.
You do, man. I'm sorry. And I understand that feels like a violation. But y'all are dangerous out there.
Correct.
So, and that was one thing. God bless my grandfather. Rest his soul. That was something that was honest about himself. He got into an accident as he was approaching the later years of his life. And it was it wasn't terrible. Came up on him too fast and he jams on the brakes. The ABS caught him and he ended up rear-ending somebody. Nothing too all that bad.
Right.
But then he also realized, like, my reaction time is not what it should be anymore. My vision is garbage. I can't drive anymore.
Good for him, man.
Dude, my grandfather in D.C., right, it's like two lanes on each side.
Yeah.
And it's like going around this curve. So the people that owned this house had built kind of like a 4-foot wall.
Yeah.
He did not hit the brakes. Launched off the car in front of him.
Oh.
Destroyed that wall. I mean, thank God they had the wall, or he would have gone into the house.
Holy smokes, dude.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. I again, retest him.
Yes.
That's fair.
That's all right. It is, man. An Uber in California is the subject of an investigation after a video went viral online. There's not much context as to what led to this point, but the video is from the perspective of the passenger who's being yelled at by the driver demanding that she leave the car. The standoff does not last long before the passenger makes the comment, quote, "She got them crazy eyes."
And she does.
It is not an inaccurate observation by any stretch.
My God, I would have got out of the car.
But it
without a gun.
But it prompted the driver to bring her other hand in the frame, and as Miles said, she was wielding a handgun, which she pointed at the passenger, once again demanding that she leave the car. Hollywood police said that they are investigating the incident, as well as Uber, who says that they have revoked the privileges from the driver. Nobody was injured, thank heavens.
I'm trying to find this woman.
I haven't seen her picture yet.
A female Uber driver gunpoint.
I'll send it to you. But just in case those stories have a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To South Africa for an amazing and rather terrifying story. It starts on a tragic note as a man was driven by grief over
I just found it. Jeez. She's going to shoot your ass.
Right. There is nothing in those eyes that says, I will not shoot your ass.
Yeah, that's it. You...
Wow. And in the video, you see her open those things to pee crazy.
Damn.
To South Africa for an amazing and terrifying story. It starts on a tragic note as a man was driven by the grief over the loss of his beloved dog to start advocating for animal rights and raising awareness about endangered species, which eventually took him to South Africa and the safe haven known as Cheetah Experience, in which he worked closely with cheetahs, lions, leopards, and servals, giving shelter to these magnificent beasts that face significant threats in the wild. But on one day, he took shelter in the shade of a tree and nodded off, only to wake up to the unbelievable experience as a cheetah had decided to join him in a snooze, curling up right by his side and falling asleep. His head is on his shoulder and his body is along his. He took a video of the incredible encounter and luckily walked away unscathed. It's an awesome
It's called the Cheetah Experience?
Yeah.
Brother, that lives up to the name.
That it do.
More than anywhere.
Yes, sir.
What do you do?
You take the arm out real slow.
Remain calm, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, this is like trying to sneak out of somebody's house.
Yeah.
I mean, people say remain calm. I just don't know if that's what I'm going to do.
Men's Room Sports, you got baseball at MLB Network tonight, basketball on ESPN, and hockey over on TNT and True TV as far as your weather. We got a little rain tonight that should be ending early and bring temperatures down to the high 40s. Tomorrow should be a nice day with showers later on in the evening with temperatures right up there in the high 50s. Why is that on? That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you. It'll be finally Friday, the return of Ted versus the FCC. And, of course, a Bad Choice Friday.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.